Wikipedia.org is a massive site with over 5,275,000 articles in English alone.
Whoa, that's a lot.
Many people can tell you the accuracy of this knowledge, but Ben Graw...
This is the Ben voice.
And Garth Remington...
This is the Garth voice.
...are not even smart enough to determine what is true and what is not.
Yeah, they're kind of dumb.
If knowledge starts conversation, then they will review Wikipedia pages for their entertainment value and find which pages are boring...
That's boring. Leave me alone. Such a loser.
...and which are interesting.
That's so interesting.
Wanna have sex?
They're doing one page at a time, and they're not stopping till they've done every single one.
They're going to do all of them?
This is the Wiki Review.
This is the Garth voice. Will I be able to be drunk?
That's what I'm hoping.
Oh my god, the aliens are coming! Quick, hide, everybody!
Oh god, they're coming!
If we could look into the future, we could see how this episode was going to go.
But could we do anything about it, is the real question. Because if we knew the future, wouldn't that make it inevitable? Like, we're going to suck, and there's nothing we can do about it. So, really, do you really want to know the future?
But if we could do something about it, would you do something about it?
Well, I would definitely do something about it, and that would probably, if any movies taught me anything about future, traveling to the future when you get a future reading, is that anything you do to try and fix it will ultimately make it worse. And you'll realize, as you're doing it, whatever you saw about your future image of what's going to happen, suddenly, like, you try to, like, tell a funny joke or something in this podcast, and then as you say it and it lands flat, you'll have the image of what you were foretold the future would be, and you'll be like, oh, that's right, I was going to tell a bad joke, and I just did.
Well, I can tell the future. I can tell you're going to tell bad jokes.
You don't need to tell the future. That's just what I do. That's like reading the present. That's like reading the past. That's, yeah, I'm consistent. You noticed. That's okay.
I feel like in the future, episode 100, Garth tells a bad joke that lands flat.
I wouldn't want to miss an episode.
Like, why would I want to miss the 100 streak?
That's right. That's why you hired me. I need someone who's full of energy, but not as good as me.
Hiring assumes that I pay you or will ever pay you.
Well, that shows how crappy I am, too. Yeah, I'm hired. Went home to Ali. I've got a job. Yeah, how much does it pay? Shit, I knew I forgot something.
I'm under the assumption that even if this podcast makes money, I don't have to give you any of it.
Dude, we're so successful. Oh, I can't wait till we make money. Yeah, I'd be making a lot of money, Garth. Oh, can I have some? No. Fair enough.
Now do this ad.
That's right, Ben and Garth, come on down. Crazy prices, everyone. Hey, are they really going to pay you money? Because can I have some? No, just read the fucking card.
Why don't you read any of the cards? I don't want to sell out.
I'm trying to stay pure. Excuse me while I jump in my Mercedes. Vroom, vroom. Oh, caught my gold chain on the door. Look at that. Oh, I dropped that ring. You know what? It's only a couple of carats of diamond. You pick it up and give it to me immediately because you can't have anything.
Don't look directly at it or me.
Trying to reach for it. All right, well, since we're fortune tellers.
So are we going to do a podcast then?
Oh, yeah, we should probably do a podcast.
I don't know if we've actually started that yet.
I don't think so. Like, usually it starts with you saying that we're doing a podcast. I mean, like, honestly, even if there wasn't a microphone here and you said, welcome to Wiki Review, I'd be right there with you. I just assume. Well, I'll ask him later how he's recording this. I don't want to fuck up the tape. Dude, are we recording? Of course we are, you idiot. We're in a bar. You just said Wiki Review.
So the reason I'm in charge of recording this is because you think we're recording it onto tape.
Dude, watch the cassette. I'll get a number 2B to rewind it. Yeah, so then we can listen to it. That's what we need, right? How sharp are the scissors you use to edit? Like, are they little, like the tape, or are they big but sharp?
Like a little bit of sticky tape sticking it together.
How else would you do it?
And we put it in and like record it where we get two radios and we just put them together.
How else are you going to do this? That's how we make copies.
And then creep out of the room silently.
I can always hear some vacuuming in the middle of that episode. That was in the third recording of it. Ever since then, it's just, yeah, the recording of the recording of the recording has vacuum cleaner in the background.
But
the
recording, my mom needed to clean the house.
But the recording of the recording of the recording of the recording of the recording also has a lawnmower going in the background. But by that stage, the vacuum cleaner is so in the background, like, because it's been taped over that many times. That's pretty much how I see this podcast. And how am I? Bang on?
Yeah, you're pretty close.
See, this is why I made sure in our contract, I put down, I get 100% of all proceeds from sale of cassettes.
I believe I insisted on it, yes.
You did. You're a fool. I've watched Wall Street. It's all about cocaine, 8-tracks, cassettes, and being greasy. All of those things. So maybe the cocaine.
How are people going to stream it to their Walkmans?
Exactly. Well, like, it's like the streaming, like a streamer. Like, that's when the tape gets loose and it's hanging out. You really don't want that to happen. You don't want to be streaming.
So you're, like, scared of the future then?
Scared of the future.
With technology, because you try and stay behind the time.
I am stuck in the past, but that's not a fear of the future. That's just a, look, if I have to figure out how to plug in another device, I think I'm going to lose my shit.
You don't have to plug it in anymore. It's Bluetooth.
See what I'm saying? We are in the future right now, as far as I'm concerned. Nothing's connected by wires. Everyone seems to be doing stuff that's connected to everything else, and people use their phones for everything. It's a phone! I thought being able to send, like, words written down from your phone was pretty spesh. You know, that's... Look, it's like a letter, but from my phone. And now everyone's got every... Look, I'm playing a video game on my phone. Like, what if a call comes in? Like, does it pause the game?
It does pause the game.
Ah.
And then you come back after.
Ah. Well, in that case, I'm all up for this. That's all I thought was the problem.
Same with if you're listening to music on your phone. It will just pause the song, and then when you've finished your call, it will come back through.
Oh, that's good to know. Unless you get hung up on abruptly. Sharon, I just wanted to say, I don't think you click. I don't know what band that was. I guarantee I'm not listening to it. But no, you scared of the future?
I'm not scared of the future. I wish I'd lived more in the future. I love technology.
That's true, you do. You seem to take to it very naturally. Like, you ever had a girlfriend who had a dog that didn't like you?
Yeah.
But, like, loves her? That's how technology looks at me. That you're stepping in on my turf dog look, discontent. But then, like, when someone else is in the room, it goes right back to normal. Like, oh, I'm not gonna freeze up on you.
No, if technology's like a dog, then it comes up to me and it starts, like, wagging its tail and does that thing where it, like, goes on its belly so you can, like, scratch its belly and it's submitting to you.
Scratch the motherboard.
It immediately recognizes I'm the alpha male.
Ah, that would be my problem. Every dog sees me as a weaker thing, and so does every computer. It knows.
Anyway, we were podcasting.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'll get it started then.
All right. So wait, just to be sure, we didn't already start?
I don't think we've already started.
Okay, well, if we haven't started, we better start.
This is just sort of the warm-up period.
Oh, that's what that is. All right, so pretty much I just said all that for nothing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, well, that's not much different to any other time I say anything. Future!
I don't know why I just joined you then.
Because it's fun
to do. It's contagious.
Isn't it?
It's like, future!
Oh, future! See, I followed you that time. You can't help it. Seriously, I reckon everyone should give that a try. Just go to people and go, future! Hands in the air. See who joins in.
All right, I'm going to see if I can sneak this in before you can interrupt me. Hello and welcome to Wiki Review.
Wait.
I am Ben Graw.
I'm Garth Remington.
And welcome to another episode of Wiki Review. And this week we are doing the page for Future.
Future.
The future. A time which has not occurred yet.
That is the absolute definition of the future. Hasn't happened yet. Not happening now.
You can also be redirected here from near future.
Timeline of the near future. And there's a disambiguation of future.
The disambiguations of a lot of things.
That's just...
What does that really even have on there? It just...
Other uses of future. Because we're looking at the future, like, what is the future? And this is all the different kinds of futures. There's, you know, there's...
There's movies. Even, like, albums called The Future.
I like that there's one called The Future Cute Song by... Oh, because it's by Cute. I'm not up with the time. That might be the Britney Spears.
Yeah, I don't know today. Who Cute is. I Miss You / The Future.
26 major double A side single. Oh, it's a Japanese female. Okay. She's a Japanese singer whose name's Cute. Oh my
God. Fair enough. There's no picture of Cute. Oh, there we go. Is Cute a band?
Oh, C-Ute. That's how they spell it. C-Ute. So it's like a carry ute.
Do you reckon the short schoolgirl skirts have something to do with their popularity?
It might be. They're always on a stage, so that probably helps.
Yeah, you get the front seat, you get quite a view.
Look at them, famous and everything.
So there you go, that's the Wikipedia page for Cute. That's been another episode of Wiki Review.
Man, we're getting through these. You know, I never thought we'd be doing Asian pop stars, but we gotta do them all.
Gotta do them all. Gotta do all the Asian pop stars.
There's Rain, I know Rain.
Are we just doing the ones in English?
It's gonna be tricky when we get to the non-English ones. I'm gonna say we start with the English ones.
I'd say we franchise out this series to different countries.
Like Wiki Review France.
Yeah, and they can do all the French ones.
And yeah, Wiki Review Deutschland. They're like, Guten Tag, Wiki Review Future. Yeah.
Well, they would have to do the German ones. Would there be German future?
Yeah, that's a good question. Will the German future be different from our future? Technically, yes, because they'll be speaking German. I bet their future's like more efficient and dynamic.
Bet it's changed since World War II.
I bet it's changed a lot. They kept the efficiency, but rebrand, I think is the term.
I like the idea that they think that there's a Wikipedia page in World War II. When was that? 1930?
38 to 45. I'm pretty sure that's why they started Wikipedia, so Germany could have a different future. All right, so future, it breaks it down pretty simply here. Like, there's all the different ways of looking at it. Philosophically, religiously, sciencey.
Well, they have on the context, philosophically, the psychology of it.
Because it's one of those, like, what is the future when you break it down? Is it a frame of mind? Is it a plane of existence because it doesn't exist? It only exists because of time and many other things that are great to think about when you're really high. So, like, what is the future, man? It's now, but not yet.
Well, that's stonerism.
That's stonerism.
Do they have futurism here? We looked at that a little before. What did you read ahead on that?
It's an art movement, which, thanks to Ali's knowledge of art, I'm on the know of this because there's a thing called modernism. See, futurism comes after modernism. Modernism came in the early 20th century.
So is this painting futurism?
I'm guessing so.
It looks almost like weirdly steampunk.
Yeah, because modernism started around the Industrial Revolution. It's still called modernism, even though it's over 100 years old. And this is futurism, so this is like, after modern comes future, obviously. And these people went, all right, that's enough of painting what's happening today. This is how we think tomorrow is going to look. And it kind of looks like everyone's riding dolphins. Are they flying or are they under the sea? Because
he's flying a crocodile.
There's a crocodile. Everyone's got wings on the tips of their beak.
That kind of looks like some sea creature, some sort of weird fish.
It kind of looks like an under the sea thing.
That's a dolphin.
Where's the dolphin?
There, that's a dolphin.
Oh, that is totally a dolphin. Oh yeah, and if you look in the background, the other one's got a face and everything.
Are we explaining what we're looking at? There's a picture on there after futurism. Or is that in science fiction?
Yeah, science fiction fantasy. Yeah, we were looking at a totally different thing.
You a science fiction person?
I like my science fiction.
Though I don't think things like Star Wars and Star Trek, aren't they not really science fiction and closer to fantasy?
Yeah, Star Wars is set a long time ago in a galaxy far away, so technically it's not the future.
No, but it doesn't have to be science fiction.
That's true. I think it's both. All science fiction is fantasy, really.
But there's no real science in it. It's all space wizards and spaceships.
There's like lightsabers, man. I mean,
that's not science.
Hopefully they're working on it. I'd like to think that scientists like Star Wars, wouldn't one of them go, let's make a lightsaber?
Yeah, but isn't science fiction an elaboration on science to go into the future and say, okay, this is how we expect it? Like, if you have robots doing stuff for us, that's sort of fair enough because we're building robots now and you assume that that's what we're trying to get to. So it's just elaborating on what we already have. If you're making up space wizards and flying...
Well, you can't say that's not going to happen. I mean, how do you know there's not space wizards? The future is fantastical.
That's still not science fiction. That would just be getting it right.
And, well, I think if someone's not working on the lightsaber, they should be. This is looking into the future of what we should be doing rather than what we could be doing. If someone was making a lightsaber, I'd buy one.
Oh, yeah, I'd totally buy one.
See? Like, this is George Lucas going, guys, this is what you should be working on. It's like art imitates life imitates art. When life imitates the art, so it'll... Look, I just want a lightsaber, okay?
I would rather a Millennium Falcon.
Well, that could be fun. Hard to park when you go shopping, though.
You could do light speed.
Or can it do light speed?
Yeah,
it can go
faster. It can do the Kessel Run in under 7 parsecs.
Ah, that's weak, man. That's too many parsecs. Isn't that a measurement of a distance, not time?
It can be both.
Sure, why not? Science fiction is traditionally where we see
Here we go. It actually defines Robert A. Heinlein. Defines science fiction as realistic speculation about future events based solidly on adequate knowledge for the real world, past and present, and on through understanding for the nature of the significance of the scientific method.
Basically what you said, where science fiction is about predicting the future based on what we have now, which is why we see in the painting he thinks in the future it is going to be kind of steampunky with the technology they have then.
That one's a lizard. It's like, that looks like a chameleon. I'm back on the picture again.
He's back on the picture. Yes, everything looks like something bent.
Oh. I do like this picture. It's like those Where's Wally pictures where there's like a heap going on. Like, even once you find him, there's just so much else to find there.
There's a whole world to discover. I like it. I love that throughout history, whenever we predict the future, the fashion is just so way off. I don't know why. If you look at Star Trek, cotton will be extinct in the future. Everyone's gonna have to wear spandex.
When do you think the future was invented? Like, when do you think, did cavemen sort of picture like technology? technology in the future? Like, at what point did we first start going, like, future would be awesome?
Well, you know, today we have fire, but tomorrow we'll have a barbecue pit.
Actually, no, when you hear stories about medieval days, they always seem to assume that the world's going to stay the same for thousands of years.
It's yep.
like, and then the king ruled for thousands of years. No, no, it changes quite quick, so...
And he will never be defeated because he has 1,000 men, all with swords, very sharp. We go, wow, how could anyone defeat that?
But in 1,000 years, this world will be, like, unrecognizable.
Well, since the Industrial Revolution, that's, I think, when it sort of came about of this, in the future, machines are going to do everything, which is kind of where we're at now, except now it's computers will do everything, which is a kind of machine, I've learned.
Well, they're saying 1933, but I assume that the future was...
Oh, that's H.G. Wells.
Good old H.G. Wells. Yeah, I don't know if it says when the future was invented.
Because it's a concept, like, technically the future is tomorrow, but when people started thinking of, let's go back. Okay, when someone built the pyramids, they went, man, look at what we did, that's amazing. Did anyone go, well, what could we do? Imagine what the future pyramids are going to look like. They're going to be way bigger and pointier and stuff, and they'll have a new kind of rock on them.
Progression with the pyramids seems like very slow around that time. Like, we think of those people as smart, but the pyramids were built 2,000 years later, Cleopatra was born. There's not much progression between pyramids and Cleopatra, but that's 2,000 years.
In 2,000 years, not much happened.
You think about the last 2,000 years?
Like, well, think about the last 50 years. It seems to be exponentially getting worse. Worse. It's exponentially improving. Listen to 8-track boy over here. Since the 80s, I've been hearing this. Oh, no, no. Since the 50s. This all started with the flying car. Remember that? The flying car. Well, we wouldn't remember that. But before us, people were promised flying cars.
I do love when you see any videos from the 50s predicting the future. Well, I love when they're just like, in the year 2000, we're going to have flying cars. And we'll live on the moon.
We'll all have cities on the moon. It'll be very it will be very inexpensive. Just take the bus.
You can get there in 15 minutes.
Wow, that's good commute time. I remember it was a Bugs Bunny where they went 50 years into the future all the way to the year 2000. Everything was exactly the same except they had laser guns instead of guns. So Elmer Fudd had
Didn't they have smell-o-vision in that episode though?
There might have been.
Because I remember he gets a newspaper and it's like, smell-o-vision replaces television. Which smell-o-vision's a terrible idea.
Wait. He got a newspaper saying...
Yeah, there you go.
There we go. That's dead meter. You didn't predict that one.
So were newspapers still around in 2000?
Yeah, they're still around now.
Oh, well, they're barely around now.
Like, yeah, well, when was the last time you got fish and chips? I'm sure it exists still.
Now they put them in like boxes. And stuff.
Do they?
Like, I've gotten like fish and chips and they just put it in this box and then put that in a bag.
Yeah, when people found it was unsanitary to be wrapping newspaper around fish.
I liked reading articles on my fish.
It was good, yeah. Read the obituaries on a brim.
If I used to get flathead, you could just
get the whole
put
thing.
More on there.
Nothing sucks more than like having an article cut off because of the fish's size. That's why you don't get whiting unless you're going through personal ads. Yeah. Nothing else will fit on them.
Oh, it was excellent when they wrapped it in the comics.
Yes! We need to go back next week, Dad, and we need more fish and chips. So I gotta see how the Phantom gets out of this one.
Ah, oh, that Phantom. That was the one I never read.
Yeah, no one ever reads the Phantom. Because it's like 2-3 caption blocks. And it's like, he's about to punch someone, or he does punch someone, or something. And then tune in next week. It's like, I don't remember what happened a week ago.
It takes like 3 weeks before he actually punches the guy. It's tedious. It's a horrible comic. Like, there is a reason that in this day where every single comic book hero is coming back and getting a movie, like even Ant-Man, like no one was ever going week by week to a comic book shop going like, is the new Ant-Man out?
Where's the new Ant-Man?
No calling for that movie, but they gave him one anyway.
And it was good.
Phantom, however, don't hear a peep from him.
Well, because it's one of those, well, what does he do? Well, he wears this purple outfit and he punches people.
It's this cool skull ring.
If he doesn't like you, and he has a nice one, if he does, he punches you if he does like you too. And he has a gun and a dog and a horse.
Isn't the dog a wolf?
Probably, I don't know. Maybe.
He's the ghost who walks.
Yes, if you've ever read a Phantom comic. Because when he dies, he goes into a cave and his son puts on the outfit and comes out as him.
Yes.
So he's in no way super. He dies all the time. He breathes rather well. And his superpower is punching people and failing that, shooting them. So what can this guy do that Jackie Chan already hasn't?
Dress in purple.
I'm sure that's Jackie Chan's next thing. I mean, the tuxedo could have been purple.
It's like this purple onesie with a Zorro mask.
It is a Zorro mask, isn't it? He should leave a big pee somewhere. He should pee all over people. But yeah, I remember they did make a Phantom movie in the early 90s. That color purple doesn't translate to real life very well. It looks a bit awkward. Like, someone just used a color to make a guy on a comic book. Like, why would you ever think about making it a real person? Then they had to make the real person. Like, this is just awkward.
That's the thing I think about sometimes. Like, even if like Batman was in real life, if you're just in the city and you saw someone dressed as a bat just jump down and bite some crime, it would look really weird in the real world and out of place.
It would.
I don't think it would look anything like it did in the movie.
No. I'm sure that outfit would get caught on things, get ripped. You know, the collar's bound to stretch. You ever been in a fight? Your collar gets stretched. You know, his bat symbol will be sort of hanging down a little bit, more like a set of teeth or something than a bat. Like, it's okay, folks, I got this. And the dismount wouldn't be anywhere near as cooler, because if you're watching it from a distance, it's not like he's going to suddenly, like, you know, trick you into disappearing. You're going to see him walk off. Or try and, like, set off a smoke bomb or something. And then scurry. You see him try and climb up a building really quickly. Get your fat ass up there. Yeah, you ain't climbing nothing. Look at you. You just got in a fight. Your leg hurts. You're limping. Thanks for being a hero, I guess.
But even if you were given superpowers, how would you find crime? That's... like, I don't really see crime so often. Like, Spider-Man, when he gets his powers, 10 minutes later, he walks past an alley and there's a woman getting mugged.
I think that might have something to do with being in New York. Like, anyone who's been there or not been there would be like, yeah, that sounds probable. You just walk along, there's crime everywhere. I saw the new X-Men movie, or the I don't know if it's the new one, the Apocalypse one, where he rises from the dead, and like, to find out what's going on in the world, because he's been dead for thousands of years, he puts his hand on the TV and like absorbs all the information. And what I found funny was he's going through learning about every bit of history, and then he sees Magneto, another guy dressed in a stupid costume, and he's like, oh, there's my people. It's like, if you've got superpowers, you have to wear a stupid outfit. The genetic link between superpowers and fashion lack of sense combine together, that you can't breed that out.
And if Fifth Element taught us anything, that if you need to catch up on the human race, all you need is a television.
That's pretty much the summation of it, isn't it? Yeah, just give her a TV. She'll learn everything she needs to know. Because people who sit at home and watch TV all day are so smart. I know I am.
You'd see a bunch of documentaries that are about crap. It'd be like, oh my god, aliens built the pyramids.
That's true. Like, the History Channel is an amazing channel. Sometimes.
They've really gone downhill a bit, though.
They have. Now it's the, you know, like, was Bigfoot at the first Thanksgiving kind of...
Yeah.
Like, finding Bigfoot is not a show. It's a guy running around the woods... in night vision. Oh, did you hear that? That's not a show, and that shouldn't be a show.
I was interested in this timeline for the near future.
This so is now, all the stuff that is going to happen unless something unforeseeable happens.
Let's see how far it goes. All right, so we've got the furthest date that they predict in the timeline for the near future is 2290s.
That's a long way away.
For further future dates, see third millennium. Yeah.
Okay.
They predict that 2281 and 2282 will happen.
They predict that.
That's a pretty solid thing.
And there's going to be a grand treen of Uranus.
Uranus.
You're going to treen Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, which last occurred in the 1700s. Okay, so basically they know that some planets are going to line up. Triple conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn. This is all stuff that we can predict because
they're all space stuff.
Halley's Comet.
Where's Halley's Comet coming back?
2209. So
that's still a little while away.
If you haven't seen it, you've probably missed it. Oh. Yeah. There's another one in 2100.
A triple conjunction with Mars and Jupiter. So is that us?
I think that means we all line up with it.
And that's in 2123.
That's going to be good for growing, I'm sure. Something to do with plants, I guess.
Oh, in 2084, lease held by...
Pit Jant Jat Jara.
People on Uluru to Australian government set to expire.
Ah, okay, so...
So we've got to give back.
No, they have to give back. At least held by the... that's an Aboriginal people on Uluru, because Uluru is their property. But as of 2080...
2084.
Did we just stumble onto something we didn't know?
Yeah.
Well, that happens all the time, but I didn't know that Uluru was actually leased. Do you reckon they'll get their deposit back?
That's why they don't let anyone climb it anymore. They're just like, no, we want to get the bond back.
We've got to get the bond back before we can do that.
You guys keep having parties here and messing it up.
We're not going to be able to afford to put the bond down for the next lease.
Who are these, the...
Pit Jat Jat Jara.
Yeah, I'm not even going to attempt to read that. It just sounds racist when I say it.
I can get away with it because I sound really ignorant. You sound like you know too much.
Yeah, so it's just people who live around Ayers Rock. Aboriginal people.
See, it's their land. So they're the traditional owners. So they have a lease till the 2080 because that's how Australia works. It's still better than my lease.
In 2077, it's the beginning of the 16th century in the Islamic calendar.
So they're up to the 1500s.
Well, that's when Muhammad came, isn't it? And like, we start from Jesus, they start from Muhammad.
We all have our arbitrary counting points.
Exactly.
Oh no, hold on. Halley's Comet. It's
yeah, it comes here again. 70 years, doesn't it?
In 2061, Halley's Comet.
Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
How long are you planning to hit?
Well, I don't have a plan because I figure it, whatever I pick, it'll be cut short or go way embarrassingly too long.
I put you around
You're going to tell me how long I'm going to live now.
2025.
Yeah, that sounds about reasonable. I could make that, maybe.
28 at tops.
So like a decade you reckon I got?
Because yeah, there'll be a total solar eclipse will be visible.
Across Australia and
across
New Zealand?
Across Australia and New Zealand. You will die like the second before that happens.
The eclipse is going to be the universe mourning my passing.
I've never seen a solar eclipse. That's kind of cool. I can live till 2028.
Cool. And you'll be like, hey, that's really cool. Oh, and Garth's dead.
Well, what? You're like 84 now, so...
Listen here, Sonny.
So what else have they got here?
Dubai Tower is expected to be completed in 2025. That's nice.
2022 FIFA World Cup will be held in...
I know the name. I just always say it wrong. Qatar.
Qatar, yeah.
Oh, wait. London's new super sewer will be finished in 2023.
What's that? Super sewer. What's a super sewer?
I imagine it's a really big sewer.
That's a pretty good guess.
It's a tunnel.
Why don't they have a picture of like the layout? It makes my job easier. Yeah, but they have blueprints. I'm assuming they're working from some form of plan.
Maybe they haven't. Maybe they just like...
They're just winging it.
We'll just put it on Wikipedia and it's bound to happen, right?
Yeah.
Just, well, where's the sewage start from? Start digging from there. Just this one guy digging this tunnel. Oh God, if you guys, someone take over. If I stop, it'll catch up.
Yeah, I swear to God, by the time we get up to this page, they better have this sewer done.
We could get in there before.
Because I don't want to look like an idiot covering this and it doesn't exist.
Yeah, hey guys, you know, like 10 years ago, what was all that about?
When do we get to do it? In 2023.
All right, I'll keep my mind ready for that one.
So yeah, in 2023, we have to do the Super Sewer episode. It sounds like a fun episode.
I think I'll be busy that day.
Have a plumber as a guest. So on the future page, they have a picture of the ghost of... the Ghost of Christmas Past. On a Ghost Christmas of Future.
Obviously. Ghost of Christmas Future from Charles Dickens.
Isn't it getting big? There it
is. First thing... There you go. It's a picture of a guy getting freaked out. Why is Christmas Future a death? I always wondered that. Why couldn't the future be like a nice guy? Like, why does it have to be... Well, you're gonna die.
Wasn't the present always a nice guy?
Yeah, because he brought presents. I think that was the double entendre.
The past was innocent.
Yes.
The...
Present
The present was just like cheerful and happy. And the future was bleak and annoying.
Yeah, a grim guy. That's a summation of pretty much everyone I ever knew, including myself. When I was young, I didn't know what was going on. Right now, I'm pretty awesome, but I know I'm going to be a complete fucking drag very shortly. Anytime in the future from now, I'll be like death.
See, I reckon if I were to do this story, I would make the Ghost of Christmas Future a robot.
Yes, you are no longer relevant. And look at him dance.
Or Morpheus from The Matrix.
Oh, that would be cool. You want to know the future? Take the red pill. Imagine if you were Charles Dickens in the 18th century or whenever he was around. Yeah, and they're like, you're in The Matrix. What? What's a computer?
See, that would be the idea. If The Matrix was real, why would you make it in present day? Why not make it like medieval so people can't even get their head around what the hell you're even talking about?
The concept of an alternate reality is something very foreign to someone from the 15th century.
Yeah, because that's it. You tell me that we're caught in the Matrix, it's all a computer program. I know what a computer is. I can get up to speed on that. You tell a medieval peasant, he's like, what the fuck is a computer? Closest he's got is an abacus.
We're all just a bead? Being clicked from side to side? Yeah, that makes a lot more sense, doesn't it? I mean, that's what I'd do.
Because even the concept, I guess they had fuel for fires, but fuel to make things go. They didn't really have machines.
No, they had coal. Yeah, it was all steam powered. Well, back
in the medieval times?
In the medieval times. They just had people. Everything was done by people and horses.
Because they had fuel for fire, though, so they might be able to get their head around they need, like, the fuel. But energy, I don't think they'd be able to get their head around.
No.
Electricity.
Like, I think a lighter would freak a caveman out. Like, they know what fire is, but to make it in your palm like that? So I think for the medieval times, yeah, the concept of electricity. Well, you would have a lot more Christian freakouts. Like, if there is a glitch in the Matrix, people are like, that's the devil. These days, it's more like, oh, I probably just am low on sodium or something. Need to take a salt pill.
If I went back in time to, like, Leonardo da Vinci,
yep,
grabbed my iPhone, threw it at him, said, just invent this, and then went back to the future, how awesome would the future be that's waiting for me?
You'd think that, but then you get to the future, and it'd just be this painting of this device with a light coming out of it, because as soon as the battery goes out, he's got no idea. It would just be Da Vinci showing this weird device to people going, no, it used to do something.
Da Vinci was, yeah, labeled as crazy because he couldn't find a USB port.
He kept going, USB, and where is my USB? I got to invent the power source.
He would be the first person in history to go absolutely nuts because their phone's gone flat, but not the last.
Started a long line of flat phone people.
Imagine Leonardo Da Vinci back in time going, I need signal, where's signal?
Looking around. I don't know what this is supposed to do. It's just a little radio sign with nothing next to it. What would be great is if right before the phone goes flat while he's walking around, just open some sort of time portal so that the telephone network system just comes through for a second. He's like, oh, I got bars! But who's he gonna call? I once saw a comedian talk about if I went back in time, not only would that not help me in any way, but I couldn't even prove it. Isn't it true? Like, explaining to people, oh yeah, in the future we all have phones that we just carry around. Oh, how do they talk? With satellites. What's a satellite? Oh, it's this thing up in space. How do you build one? I don't know. Well, that's completely useless to us.
That's other people's job.
How does the phone work? I don't know. I just bought it. Kids in China made it.
Now, if they got sent back in time,
then we've got a future. Although, given their story of what they've had to go through to learn that, child labor in a very bad place. You really think the future's going to be better for us? You send a five-year-old who makes Nokia. See, how old am I? Nokia. Yeah. Some kid who's making Samsung iTablets, send him through a portal. I guarantee you the future is not going to be bright for us. We'll be making them. Child Ben and Child Garth will be very good at making iPhones. And then hopefully someone would send us back in time. Maybe that's how it happened.
It's just cyclical like that.
It's just two concurrent timelines where Chinese kids and Australian kids keep getting chucked back in time to make phones.
I do like the first sentence on this page though. The future is what will happen in the time after the present.
It's so simple because it covers your philosophy, your religion, and your science all at once. It's what will happen after now. The future is everything from this point on. From this point on. This point. No, this point? Okay, well, when I say this, I mean, like, but for back then, it's the future.
So is the end of this podcast in the future or present?
It's the future, but when we get there, it'll be the present.
But if someone's listening to it, we'd recorded this
in the past.
Ages ago.
So really, they're listening to the past. So what we're talking about, the end of this episode, which is our future.
But if the whole recordings have passed, when, does that mean the...
When they get to listen to it.
To the end. Because they could go right to the end of the podcast right now and hear the end of the podcast. But I don't think you and I can do that.
That's true. That's the benefit of being in the future, I guess.
But we're in the present.
Yeah, present sucks.
So our future is their past.
Yes. Yes. For that specific time. Not all our future, just up until the time they listen to it, I guess.
I need to have, like, when I'm editing this part, I'm just going to need to have a couple of Panadol sitting beside me to prevent headaches. It's like paradox.
This is pretty much what it's made for. Okay, this is something that gets me, and I know I've discussed this, not necessarily recording with you. Time is affected by gravity. This is a science thing. They've proven that when you're next to something with a lot of gravity, it speeds time. It depends from which angle you are. Like, if you're really close to something...
Isn't time slower? Yes. You experience time slower than other people if you're near something that's heavy.
Which means that those people, like, time's gone by really fast comparative to you.
So are you just making fun of fat people?
Well,
saying that time's slower next to them.
I'm just saying, yeah, and it smells worse as well.
You ever been on a plane with someone who's, like, massive?
It just seems like forever. Time slows down. For them, it's just a normal day.
Just caught in their gravity.
But that's my point right there. Time is affected by gravity.
Time dilation.
Yeah, I've never been able to get that concept because I just think, no, the future's what happens next. I think about that, it makes me realize that I don't actually know what time is.
What was before time?
The before time.
Well, since we're, like, freaking out on this, let's have a look at the psychology of time.
Oh, yeah, maybe this will help us. Ethologists consider animal behavior largely based on fixed action patterns or other learned traits. In an animal's past, human behavior is known to encompass anticipation of the future. That's mean. I don't think that's right, because animals do know the future. They take bets. Everyone's had a dog who sits looking at the door, waiting for it to open. It knows sooner or later someone's going to go through the door.
So they do know that things are going to happen. That's also like they say that cats can't recognize themselves in a mirror. But my cat has walked past a mirror dozens of times, and he's walked past other cats dozens of times, and he acts completely differently to other cats than he does to a mirror.
So that's a damn good-looking cat right there. He's cool with me.
He's learned to like that cat.
Your cat's like Defuns.
Hey! But he's never freaked out at a mirror before at all. He doesn't seem to react to it at all. I don't know.
But yeah,
I don't know what they talk about when they talk about animal psychology. How can you really be sure on that?
Well, I think that's why it's the perfect gold mine to be in. Oh yeah, your cat's really depressed. Really? Sure, why not? That'll be $80. But yeah, so the psychology of it, there's different ways to look at it. There's optimism, which we all know what that is, or pessimism. In other words, when you look to the future, you either think it's going to be good or you think it's going to be bad.
I hate optimism though. Pessimism, now that's where it's at. That's awesome.
That is awesome. And I'm really, I really think pessimism will take over. I really believe that. I'm very optimistic about that occurrence happening.
And you have a glass of water in front of you.
Oh, yes, I do actually. This is very... And look exactly how much liquid is in that glass.
Exactly. It described to the people what would you say about that glass?
I would say that glass contains 50% water, 50% air.
Yeah, so would you say the glass is half full or half empty?
Well, knowing that I filled it up full and I drank it down halfway, it is half empty.
That is true.
If I filled it up to halfway, then it would be half full. This is my answer to the half full, half empty thing, by the way. I think it doesn't matter how optimistic or pessimistic you are. It depends whether they filled it up halfway or whether it was full and then you drank it down halfway to whether it's half full or half empty. Either way, I need a full drink, please.
My glass is completely empty.
Is that really pessimistic or is that just... That's not optimistic. My glass is totally empty.
Well, I'm no longer thirsty, so I feel more optimistic. Pass me the bottle.
Okay, the glass is completely empty.
The glass is completely empty.
Now I'm pouring it up
and it's half full.
Your glass is half full. Mine's half empty.
So if we mixed up the glasses, we wouldn't be able to tell the difference. I'd probably want to get new glasses if we did that.
Yeah, then I don't want your pessimistic shit on my mouth.
You were coughing a lot before this episode. I don't want that.
I don't know what you've been doing, but I know your habits. I don't want any of that anywhere near me. You need to get all your shots.
So we have the half full and the half empty glass of water.
All right, we'll keep those there as a reminder.
But I do believe it's meant to be a metaphor. So.
Yeah, it's about the future and how you think it's going to go. And I believe being pessimistic on the lower side of pessimism is probably the most realistic view to have. Great things will happen in the future, but more crappy things are going to happen. I'm pretty sure you can put that in an envelope and put it under your couch for 2 years' time. It's always good. Yeah, some nice things happen.
See, I think if it's half full or half empty just depends on your expectations.
Yes, I expect it to be half full.
Because really in life, sometimes the glass is half empty, sometimes it's half full. It's just, sometimes you're okay with things, sometimes something equally as bad happens and it pisses you off.
But it's all relative.
It's relative.
I say some people say it's half full, some say it's half empty, some say, hey, I ordered a beer.
Said that pessimism stated before is opposite to optimism. You sound like a teacher correcting me.
I'm sorry, I can't help it. I do that to everyone. I really do. And I don't mean to, because I know that when I say... It's me helping, because I know when I'm trying to read things, I'm crap. It's my way of saying, hey, when I read things, help me out, because I can't spell. But yeah, pessimism, optimism, it's all the psychology of it. And this is to do with the future, because it's philosophical.
Well, it depends on how you view the future. That's all the psychology, is how are you going to cope with the future?
The future's going to happen whether you like it or not. So you could either, pretend it's going to be nice, or no, it's gonna suck.
Most of it's gonna suck, but some of it's gonna be cool.
For some people, it's just gonna suck. For a very, very small amount of people, it's gonna rule. And then there's the rest of us. The
thing I want to know is, in 20 years, phones bigger or smaller than they are now?
Well, because, yeah, they got smaller and smaller and smaller.
And then they get bigger and bigger and bigger.
And now they're making them smaller again. Do you think it's just gonna be one of those ongoing... No, in the future, there won't be phones. It'll be something different.
It'll be still called a phone, though.
That's true.
Making calls will not be its primary function, but that's the case now.
Was it Graham Bell who invented the phone?
Yes.
He must be so happy. the phone. The guy who invented the camera? They don't call it a camera. It's a phone. The guy who invented the internet? Yeah, they don't call it the internet. They call it a phone. The guy who... What else is there? Gramophone? I think that was Graham Bell as well. Ha! Two times! he's got it, man. I got the patent to the phone. I'm the phone guy. The TV guy. The internet guy. Bill Gates? No.
Bill Gates didn't invent the internet. I don't know if the internet was invented by one person.
That's true. I think it was military people or something.
Yeah, it's the military.
Oh, no. It's probably not the guys who see combat, though.
It was the guys who really wanted to get out of it. We're the first internet nerds.
Yeah, we'll make a phone line thing. Can we do that? Is that helping?
Well, I think it was invented because before, like, you know, if you had the old Christmas lights, if one was out at all, nothing worked.
Yep.
It was the same with their communication outposts. So if one was taken down, none of them would work.
There would be a break between them. So they needed something that goes.
So they needed the internet so it could just travel any path and it doesn't need it to be connected.
And that's why we all know about two girls, one cup. That's how the internet works. That's how technology works. And that's why we have dick pics.
What about in religion?
Okay, because the future, this is where, like, a lot of religions do say sort of what's going to happen in the future. Although, what I like is pessimism, optimism, most religions say there's going to be a day where we're all just going to get it.
So they have karma.
Which is, that's your reincarnation thing. Be good in this life so that you have a better life next time.
Yeah, that whole bad things happen to bad people.
Maybe not in this life.
See, I don't know, because what are the rules with it, with whatever, like, if I do something to you, then it comes back to get me tenfold?
No, I think that's the craft. I think that's witchcraft. Whatever happens to you comes back in threes. The idea is that karma, like, each life is a lesson or a test, and so you start off wherever, and if you learn, if you get better, the next life you'll be rewarded. Like, so pretty much if you see maggots or caterpillars, that's some guy who is a complete dick, and that's why he's that now. So you can feel free to spit on them, step on them, pour salt on them, whatever. That's a good lesson for him to learn. Yeah. By going through that, you're actually helping him. If anything, I mean, if you actually look at how karma works, going around doing bad things, hurting people, stealing from people, just, you know, generally being a dick, like, you're actually making their next life better.
But doesn't that make you a cockroach?
Yeah, well, I'm taking one for the team. If anything, I'm being a martyr, so I should get a better next life, shouldn't I? For being a dick to people.
All right, well, what if reincarnation was real and they say to you, all right, here's the deal. You can go back as any creature you want, including human if you want, but first you've got to do a bit of time as a mosquito. If you don't want to do that, you can be an ostrich. We really need ostriches.
We've got a shortage on ostriches, all right?
People don't pick ostrich.
No one picks ostrich.
Like, you ask anyone, like, what do you want to be when you get reincarnated? No one ever says ostrich.
Oh, since I was a boy, I dreamed of being an ostrich. Flightless bird, roaming the plains.
Well, let's have a look at this mosquito.
And talking from a practical point of view, if reincarnation is the way things go, you can only be what is. Oh, we need souls to fill these gaps. It's like, you know, like, everyone wants their dream job. Everyone has the job they want to do. But you can only apply for what's advertised. It's like looking for a house, like when you're a renter. There's the house you want, but it may not be on the market when you're on the market. Because, you know, once you die, you've got to be reincarnated. I don't know if they have a shelf life on that or if it happens instantly. Going back in, do you get some downtime? Do you get a holiday, long service leave? I don't know.
All right, well, here's the stats for you if you want to take them into consideration. Okay, a male mosquito only lives for 10 days.
All right.
A female mosquito, if you got brought back as that, is 42 to 56 days. So you probably don't want to be a female mosquito.
Yeah, because also you have to give birth in that time. Yeah. You have to take mosquito dick. Did you reckon it sucks as well?
Yeah, they're probably good at head.
But yeah,
so that's that. As compared to an ostrich, where you can live up to 40 to 45 years.
Oh yeah, so the mosquito thing would be over quicker. Although, because mosquitoes, their resolution of, like, time is a lot quicker than us, so
it would feel longer.
It would feel longer. I don't know if it would feel that long, because how long can 10 days really be?
Well, have you ever heard a mosquito, like, flying next to your ear? Imagine being that mosquito, hearing that sound continuously.
Oh, that would be so annoying, wouldn't it?
I know.
It'd be like, you ever hear yourself breathe at night and you're like, that's really distracting.
I've always thought how terrifying other bugs would look if you were that small. Like, could you imagine what a spider looks like to a mosquito?
Yeah, I've seen them under microscopes. They're terrifying things.
They're horrible. If they were, like, as big as us, they'd just be fucked.
We'd be screwed. Yeah, we'd be having to make very different plans every day. I'd just like to give a shout out to our spider overlords.
If they now rule us in the future.
In the future. By the time this comes out, it's pretty possible spiders will have evolved to a size big enough to encapsulate us.
Let's see if we can explain the physics of the future.
Oh, I got this.
Now, there is a past light cone and a future light cone. So,
hypersurface of the present is in between. So, basically,
so we're now on the hypersurface of the present.
It looks like an hourglass with the two cones facing each other, showing that these are all the possible things in the future, and this is all the possible things from the past and the different lines it could take.
It kind of looks like things that are happening in the future I can't really
really see too much. But things that are going to happen ages in the future, I can see a lot of. But that should be the other way around. Because I know what's going to happen in the near future.
Because technically the past is a line. It shouldn't be a cone.
Because I can predict the next 5 minutes more accurately than I can predict the next 5 hours.
That's true. I see what you're saying, because the cone gets bigger.
Yeah, because that's you, the observer, in between the two cones.
That's,
see? Observer.
That's a direct point in space and time.
Yes, yeah, space is going. Space is going everywhere.
Space is in every direction, and depends where you are as to, well, it's how you could have gotten there. No, that doesn't make any freaking sense, because the past is the past, and it should be a cone. Although, if you look at it like genetics, you got here because you have two parents, your parents have two parents who have two parents, and that's how you'd make a cone out of people.
See, I could see it either way. Like, right now, I can't know what happened in everywhere in the world 5 minutes ago, but, you know, when it gets later down here, I'll be able to know when it's later in the world, because it'll make the news and stuff like that. And so we know about things that are happening all over the world thousands of years ago. I can look that up now, but things that happened 5 minutes ago all over the world?
Can't know it.
More difficult to know.
But you can know exactly what's happening at that pinpoint of where you are observing.
Because it also depends. Are you talking about your personal future or...
anything, really, relative to that
or
point
the world's time. Future. Because I can know more about the world's future the longer it's been, but I can know less about personal future the longer it's been.
That's
like,
true.
I forget things that happened when I was a baby, but I sort of remember yesterday.
Whereas anything that happens in the world, someone's documented that. No one's documenting what I do. I'm pretty sure of that.
And that's physics.
So I'm pretty sure we've covered physics pretty perfectly.
No, but check this out. It's a picture here.
Sorry, I didn't mean to react.
It's in the future studies. It's like, have you ever played the game Halo?
Yes.
It's kind of like how they all live, because it goes around in a huge circle.
So this is like your spaceship where it's like normal houses and stuff, but they're all facing inwards because it's a ring that goes round.
It's a ring that goes round. So it's just, it's pretty much exactly like the video game Halo.
And that'd be crazy, because if it's a ring that goes round, your sky would always be some other part of the planet, if you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You'd always be looking at people's roofs.
Well, it's the easiest way to do gravity, because if they spin it round.
Makes sense, like a centrifuge. Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be pulled out.
And that's our big plan. I like, there's trees, there's a river.
So everything is upside down.
Yes. That'll mess with you, I think.
Do you reckon to get like from one end of the of the ring to the other?
You went to say Halo. I like that. You were so stuck in. It's like that video game.
Would you go up or would you walk around?
Well, it depends if I want the exercise.
Yeah, how big is it? It looks pretty big. Because that's a person there.
That would have to be huge. Freaking huge. Because if it's going to have enough gravity too. The fact that it's got a lake and trees means it's probably pretty big.
So that's not a waterfall there. That would just be laying flat.
Yeah, as you go, like where you'd be standing wouldn't be that. Yeah, that would mean everywhere you go is technically uphill.
But it wouldn't feel uphill.
No, it would actually be flat because it would be the same gravitational pull.
But if you look here in the near distance, it looks flat. So over a distance.
Like the Earth, but the other way around because it's curving the other way.
So it'd be like living on the inside of the Earth.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like this show is the same as like showing a magic trick to a dog. Like, well, look at that. I don't even know what to make of this.
So that's where we're all going to live in the future.
That's cool. All little cities out in space for some reason, which is nice.
Here we go. It says, Patrick Dixon says, take hold of the future or the future will take hold of you.
Stern warning from a probably...
He's probably dead now.
Yeah. Probably a crazy man.
No, maybe not. No, maybe not. 1957 he was born.
Yeah, he's probably still kicking around.
Good on him.
Good for
he's
him.
Got a future. He wrote Futurewise. We'll get to your Wikipedia page soon, Dixon.
Yeah, he's a consultant. That's what it said.
He wears like a red Donald Trump tie. What about forecasting the future?
This is the hardest thing to do because people go, what's going to happen in the future? And like, there's one thing we do know. Anyone who predicts the future is automatically going to be wrong. If you look at old movies of what they predict the future to be, the more they try to predict, the worse it is.
I like this because it says, these are all considered to be pseudoscience today.
Yeah, astrology. They're saying a bunch of different things like astrology, which it is pseudoscience.
Until I like the term pseudoscience.
The prefix negates the suffix. It's like science, but not really.
See, I thought that pseudoscience started with an S, but that's just the pseudo spelling.
Yeah.
Oh, that seems like a fun one, actually.
Pseudoscience. Yeah, there's got to be a lot in there.
Oh, we are so doing the Wikipedia page for pseudoscience at one point. A whole page dedicated to fake science.
I don't know why we didn't start there.
That's right up our alley.
It really is. But yeah, so...
I went past forecasting, didn't I? There it is.
Forecasting, like, there are things that... There have been a lot of scientists who predict there's going to be earthquakes, volcano eruptions. They can predict things like that. That's going to happen, because it's happened before. And what I love is, I think this has happened our entire life. There's all these volcanoes... volcanoes that are overdue to erupt. There's all these earthquakes that are overdue to happen. Tidal waves, tsunamis. Like, we've had tsunamis, we've had earthquakes, we've had volcanoes erupt in our lifetime. But the whole time, the scientists are telling us, oh no, that's not the big one. It's not ready yet. It's coming.
Well, you've got that one in America, the Yellowstone or something like that, or... Nope, I'm completely off on that. That's...
Which one?
It's one of those.
A volcano?
It's
or...
a super volcano.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's set to...
It's set to blow at some stage. It might be Yellowstone. I might be thinking of Yogi, though.
I think... Is that Jellystone? Is Jellystone a real place?
Possibly.
I know that Yogi lives at Jellystone.
Yeah, Jellystone.
Okay, there you go. I think it's a real place.
It kind of looks...
That Yogi Bear happens to live.
And they seem to...
Really embrace that.
But was it called Jellystone after Camp and Resort? It's not something just at Disney World or something, is it?
No,
well, they're
no,
not
no,
Disney.
No. Pretty sure it's an actual place.
Well, there you go.
Well, we learned that.
Yogi lives in a real place.
He is smarter than the average bear.
Ostriches live for 45 years. Mosquitoes, 10 days or 56. Women get to live for longer. That's a lot longer.
We do.
But I not we. You, did you just call yourself a woman?
Oh, sorry. I misheard you. They say that women live longer, but that's... I don't know about that. There's a lot of skews in statistics.
I thought that was just a joke where it's just like women live longer, but it feels longer to be a man.
Or is it maybe it's that we live the same, it just feels longer to be a woman. I have to listen to these dickheads talk more about how they live longer, thus talking. Meanwhile, they're the ones doing a podcast.
Something done with forecasting. They can make forecasts such as weather forecasting, earthquake predictions, and transport planning. And it literally, if you click on it, just says transport. Like, so they know if the bus is going to turn up on time?
Well, that's the whole point of planning, so it does. Which means that not a lot of planning's going on.
But not even Queensland Transport knows that. Or TransLink, or whoever runs the show these days.
Well, because they're supposed to, and they're doing a bad job. That's what that is. If you're in Japan or Germany, their trains are, like, dead on, down to the minute on time. So they'd read that and go, yeah, yeah, or hey, hey, transport planning. Yeah, we know what that is. Whereas we're like, that's an oxymoron, man. You just turn up to the bus stop and hope it shows up eventually. That's how I get to work. Yeah, there's a lot of forecasting, different things about like actual ways that you could predict the future. Like I love econometric forecasting methods. Like they talk about predicting finance and I love that that's not with the pseudosciences. Oh yeah, we can predict the future with money. No, you can't. You don't know.
No, that says, it says that it's all pseudoscience.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it just says basically the summary of all this is these are all considered to be pseudoscience today.
Good.
Evolving from the human desire to know the future in advance.
There's a lot of different forecasting. There's reading tea leaves. There's staring into a crystal ball. Palms.
Yeah, this page needs... Oh, they have astrology. Mm. Horror... What the fuck is that?
Horror spicy.
Is that just...
Horror spicy. Which I don't
that
know.
That says horoscopes?
Maybe. Maybe that's... Well, I thought that's what astrology was. We got to find this out. Sheep's liver found at some inscriptions.
Deciphering sheep livers?
Ah, yeah, yeah. That
sea
old
beetle.
That's a different thing.
So, hey, it's what it led me to.
Well, we're looking at how people used to gut sheep to tell you the future. And
they don't see anything about the future telling here.
I don't know about you, but if someone guts a sheep and tells me any future other than you're going to be eating lamb, I'm not believing them.
Even then, I assume they should be doing that out back somewhere.
Why are you doing that anywhere that I can hear you?
And
you're getting it on the couch, man.
Aguary.
Let's find out. Augury. Augury is probably... Interpreting omens from the observed flight of birds. So when birds go crazy, you know something's about to happen.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think that that's very limited though.
Yeah.
Like, you can know that something big's about to happen, like
something's falling, or maybe if it's gonna rain.
Well,
or
earthquakes or storms. Yeah, the animals always know first kind of stuff. Do you reckon like in the Antarctic, people sort of like they see the penguins start to move and like, do you know anything about augury? Because something's about to go down, man. Penguins, they're actually flying.
I think, yeah, if I was in Antarctica and the penguins just got up and all flew off Antarctica, I would freak out. I would assume something big is coming.
That's probably not going to be good. This is the first time we've seen penguins fly. I need to get out of here.
Pretty sure this isn't how evolution works.
What's a penguin sound? And then it flies past you. Is this a good omen? How many good omens do you know? That's the other thing. Omens are never good. It's never, oh, yay, I'm going to get cookies today. It's always, you know, don't go outside because something bad's going to happen to you.
Oh, this sounds cool. Future studies can be called futurology.
Futurology. I'm a futurologist.
That sounds like a made-up job if ever I heard one.
Isn't that when you take the hair out from around the eyebrows?
I
That's an electrolysis.
I hate when it does that redirect thing. Don't call your Wikipedia page future studies. Go with futurology.
You're basically saying that futurology is future studies. No, future studies is futurology. You gotta get the name out there if it's ever gonna go from pseudo to actual science.
W. Warren Wagner is the founder of future studies.
www.
He saw it coming.
See? H.G. Wells knew it. Warren Wagner.
Was H.G. Wells the War of the Worlds guy?
Yes, he was. He was number one prankster of his day. He got everyone going with his creepy voice and...
Though I've heard that that's kind of a myth, that people didn't really freak out. Because it was only on one station and you could call people who lived in the affected areas and they didn't seem to be freaking out and think that anything was happening.
Yeah, but at those times people were a lot simpler. And like, you know, you hear it on the radio, like...
But do we just assume that people back then were stupid and we're smart?
Well, I'm not assuming we're smart.
Like, if you saying, saw... like,
if you notice the pattern of humanity, everyone's kind of stupid.
Well, you gotta think, if you see aliens on the news, what's the first thing you do?
Probably want to Google it.
Exactly. Go check it somewhere else.
Check yourself.
There's always something. There's other channels.
But then when it's, what, 1920s or whenever he did it, what are you going to do? Check the paper? Oh, hey, newspaper kid, has anything come out about this? Oh, it just happened. We only bring papers out the day after.
They had more than one radio station.
That's true. Tune into the other radio stations.
Because you assume if there was really an invasion going on, everyone would be covering it.
It'd be on everything.
You're probably not paying the top 100 hits.
And it wouldn't be always said by that guy who has the creepy voice that writes science fiction.
Exactly.
This is how I'd put it. Although, probably is a myth that people freaked out. But I guarantee there was at least one dumb fuck who just turned on his radio, woke up with his radio on, and people of Earth, we are taking over, and just lost his shit. Just freaked out. Ran down the streets, and everyone's like, did you see what Rodney did? But he probably freaks out every week about something.
So if I sit here and just go, oh my god, the aliens are coming! Quick, hide, everybody!
Oh god, they're coming!
How many people are freaking out right now and hiding in their basement?
Well,
first of all, this is a recording.
Yeah, so they're going to go, oh, did the invasion happen and I missed it? How did they get the podcast out?
It's put together really quickly.
I am currently in my closet hiding. I'm just going to upload. Just uploading. I'm so scared right now.
I know. The aliens, they're on my Wi-Fi.
They're on my Wi-Fi. This might be my last trend.
Data's gone.
The data is no more. What you're hearing now is another voice from another thing.
I shall not have data again until my plan resets next month.
Oh, those aliens. They got into my internet connection. They downloaded a bunch of things and used up my data.
Yeah. For like years leading up to the attack.
Is that what it is? Yeah, they were downloading all kinds of porn, which they then saved to my desktop.
Then they had mind control things that made me watch it. I thought I was watching something else. It looked different to my eyes. Something innocent.
I thought I was watching Grey's Anatomy. Would I lie about that?
And I like Grey's Anatomy. I really like Grey's Anatomy.
I'm gonna watch Grey's Anatomy.
I'm gonna watch Grey's Anatomy. The day you realize that Grey's Anatomy is not actually porn. You know, I couldn't think of a sadder thing than thinking that everyone who, you know, it's a respectable thing to watch Grey's Anatomy. You know, women like guys who watch Grey's Anatomy. When you discover it's not porn, that's just really...
Do they even have sex scenes in Grey's Anatomy?
You know, I've never seen it.
Yeah, neither have I. My wife likes it, but I never watch it.
I just assume it's like all doctor shows. Like, it probably wouldn't have sex scenes. It would have heartwarming moments. I don't know, of like...
It always reminds me of Scrubs.
Yeah, but without the laughs.
Yeah, unfunny Scrubs.
Yes.
Which then eventually became Scrubs.
But Grey's Anatomy, I don't think it has a black guy.
I think they actually...
wacky things.
I think they actually had a joke in Scrubs where they were talking, going like, oh, I love watching Grey's Anatomy. It's like someone's been watching our lives for years and decided to turn it into a TV show.
Very well put. Out.
Because I think Scrubs did come first. Scrubs is gone. Grey's Anatomy's still going, though.
It's still... And that says something. Never seen it. Still going. Clearly, our opinion means nothing.
I think they're up to, like, the 93rd season or something.
Oh, my God. They just keep on going.
They keep churning them out.
But will that doctor ever find true love? I have no idea what it's about, but I bet that's 100% correct.
When are we going to get to see Grey's Anatomy?
All right.
So what else have they got in the future? We have our futurism, future and science fiction, linear and cyclical culture.
The idea of what changes over time and what continues to be re-evolved. Like, you look at fashion. Fashion constantly reverts back to itself. Like, you know, the 90s comes back, the 80s comes back, but it comes back in a different form. So that is cyclical, but it's also linear as we get new technology and new fabrics and stuff.
It says that more common cyclical time of cultures such as India. So in India, they think it's a loop. Like, if you wait long enough, do you get back to now?
I think so. That's what they're saying. It's like, you ever seen Speed where they make that recording of the bus? They only have 60 seconds to fool the guy. It's just like that in India. Everyone has to stand really still for about 60 seconds so that he doesn't know it's a recording.
Or he'll see a glitch.
Exactly. You see a little glitch, a cigarette burn. Those don't exist anymore.
Well, no, it's all digital.
But that used to be a thing. Like, you could sound like a big Hollywood hotshot. Oh yeah, the cigarette burn there. Did you notice that? And now if you say it, people are like, well, you really are not with the time.
A little old school there.
Little old school. So yeah, so what do you think's going to happen in the future?
What, in the near future?
Let's throw out predictions. Anytime in the future. Do you think there will be flying cars?
No.
Yeah, I think that's a bad idea. I don't think we should be trusted with flying cars.
Yeah, I don't think they'll ever let them drive from us. How about self-driving cars? Do you ever reckon we'll be allowed to have them?
I reckon they'll do it the same way they do everything else, where it will eventually be essentially driving itself, but we'll feel like we're driving it.
They'll probably have like a law where you can have a self-driving car, but you've got to have your hands on the steering wheel at all times.
Something really gay, so you can't like enjoy like, you know, watching a movie or something. You still have to concentrate, but it'll be harder to concentrate because you've got less to do.
Will I be able to be drunk?
That's what I'm hoping. I'd assume the point of a self-driving car, although it doesn't matter whether the car's driving or not, you get in that car drunk, bad decisions will still be made. Take me to my ex-girlfriend's house.
Be cool if it still had like a little breathalyzer test in there. And if you just went over a certain limit, it would only take you home.
See, these all sound like great ideas until like we're actually in that situation and we don't want to go home. Why did I approve this?
What about holidays to space? You want to go into space?
I don't know. I don't really... I've been on the giant drop at Dreamworld and I don't think that's a feeling I want to have. I've had that. That's not that nice.
Space could be fun though.
It could be. The more I learn about it though, the less practical it sounds. Like, it's more about the radiation that you're going to get from being off the Earth.
That's true. It's not just about holding your breath.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, floating would be alright for a little bit until you got to take a crap. Then it's just fudge waiting to go all over your ass. That's floating. It's not getting sucked away.
I don't know. What about teleportation?
I don't think it'll ever happen.
Could happen.
It'd be great if it could.
That'd be so awesome if it happened. I just want one that will get me from the couch to the fridge and back again.
That's all you need.
And one in the bathroom.
One in the bathroom. But positioned perfectly so I don't have to like get off the couch.
Yeah, so I can pee from the couch and the stream just teleports into the toilet.
I'd like the teleport to be directly underneath my ass so I can drop a deuce, but like 5 feet above the toilet so it gets a splash. Also in case someone's sitting there.
That'd be a weird thing. Imagine getting this underwear where it has a little teleportation thing. Ooh. In the front and the back, and then you put one in the toilet.
Yep.
And so you just wear your clothes and you just drop. Do your business whenever, and it just teleports out.
So technically, because of where the teleport is, your ass technically is never there.
Yeah.
So you can't smell it because it's in the toilet.
Exactly. It just comes straight out of your ass through the teleporter. So you could just stand there in a public place peeing yourself.
Just happily.
It would feel like you're peeing yourself, but you wouldn't be peeing yourself.
You'd still have that face. You'd be like, And people are like, this guy just got way weirder.
It'd be weirder for your girlfriend at home who's just sitting there watching TV and then all of a sudden hears pee just being teleported into the toilet. It's just like this stream.
And also, the second that like a fly or a spider or something jumps on your ass and you can't get it out of there because you're wearing the underwear, freaking out. You're like, what's wrong? Oh, my ass. I can't touch it because there's a spider. And I can see some problems with that product.
Be annoying if your teleporter thing ran out of batteries and you went to take a dump and it just smooshed against you. And you're like, I gotta change the batteries.
I need some double A's to the convenience store.
What if someone invented a rubbish bin where you just throw it in and nobody knows. Yeah, teleports it away.
To some third world country or...
Oh, no one knows where it goes.
Oh, I like that. We don't know.
Is it good might come back to bite us in the ass later. We don't know this.
But who cares? Until
now, who cares?
You never have to empty this trash can. All you do, you can chuck anything that will fit in it through it. Would you still use it?
Like, be hell ambitious. Yeah. Be imaginative. if you can squeeze it in, it'll fit.
Yeah, if it doesn't fit, just cut that thing up and shove it in there. I'd buy it and I'd use it and I'd go completely stupid with it. I'd put things you're not supposed to put in there, like, you know, batteries. I'd put things that are probably going to explode very shortly. Bombs.
Paint. Paint's always horrible to get rid of.
Oh yeah, some kind of exploding paintball. I'd find uranium just to shove through my bin. Then when I find out what it's actually just my neighbor's yard.
And then after you've done that, you just light a solitary match and put it through just for safety.
Flick the match through.
Just to be sure.
Yeah! You see this big, huge flame fly out of the bin the other way, like an afterburner. Yeah, I hit the spot. I don't know what it is, where it's going, but it's dead now.
I'm pretty sure these earthquakes we've been having are completely unrelated.
What if that device exists, but it's actually a time traveling thing? It doesn't take it to a different place. It takes it to a different time. And that's why we've had earthquakes and tsunamis.
What if, like, yeah, we had the rubbish bins and it did take it forward in time, but it took it forward in time exactly 10 years? So by the time we get to that point, it just starts raining the rubbish that we all threw away.
Remember this shit? Oh, man.
And it'll take 10 years to stop because we've been throwing it away for 10 years.
And it's not until everyone stops. So like, even like 20 years onwards, there'd still be like the random like tissues falling out of the sky. Like, Randy, I thought I told you to stop it. Whoa, I forgot.
No, toenail clippings.
I remember, yeah, I've got a pretty accurate diary and it said 10 years ago I clipped my nails. So that they're mine. Enjoy.
That uranium you threw out just falls in your house again.
Crap.
On top of it just lands a match.
It was so hard to get a hold of that. And now I can't get rid of it. Buyer's remorse. It's hard to think of what's going to happen in the future, because it seems to be the future is going to be everyone has a phone that does everything.
That's pretty much it.
That's it, yeah.
It's basically future is phones.
I don't know if I like that.
Well, you've still got like an old...
What model have you got?
I don't know, but they're shutting it down soon. I got a message from my phone company saying this phone's no longer going to work come April. So I got a couple of months to do something about that.
I think that phone was made this century.
No, not this millennium. I don't think it was made in the last...
Is it Y2K compliant?
Well, it did take down a few air towers, I'll tell you that much. No, I'm pretty sure that was made sometime in the 90s.
Never thought I'd need to get with the smartphone.
Remember when the phone first came out? Like, we were young. Yeah, like, they were briefcase size, and there were the yuppies who had them and went, how cool is this? I'm such a cool guy. And everyone went, I'm never gonna have that. That is so gross. Now everyone's got one, and they're not suitcase sized.
But it's good, you can get podcasts on them.
That's true, people. Yeah, you can listen to a podcast on your phone. Yeah, that works. That's real.
Yeah, there is nobody like you who is listening to this podcast. By definition,
if you can hear me, you know more about computers than I do.
That was like the one puzzling thing of like doing this podcast with you, is just going like, how do I put this in a format so Garth can hear it?
It's true. We've developed a system which, after many fail burning CD attempts, I finally heard us. I don't know who that old guy is always ranting about the past is. You should probably stop working with him. I never make it in for some reason.
No, you can identify your voice at the start with the, this is the Garth voice.
Ah, there we go, yeah.
Or as I hear it, this is the Garth voice.
Oh, my.
That's my flawless impression of you.
That is your flawless impression of me. I've noted that before. I just kind of sound kind of weaselly and, like, poofy. This is the Ben voice. This is you. This is what you sound like.
Why do I get a lisp?
The more I get into it, the more lispy you become, and I'll find all kinds of... I'll pop. This is the Ben voice.
You've sort of gone to... what's that guy that did Mad Hatter in?
What, Johnny Depp?
No, not that Mad Hatter. Not that earlier. Oh, yeah, Ed Wynn.
Ed Wynn, I wouldn't have known that.
Yeah, that sounds like Ed Wynn.
You've never heard Ed Wynn?
No.
He was the Mad Hatter from... He had that sort of, like, crazy voice, like that.
Oh, yeah, like the Mad Hatter.
Yeah, like, well, he was the Mad Hatter. He did the voice for it.
And that's what you sound like.
That's what I sound like. I sound like Ed Wynn.
There we go, we learned something.
What, did I sound like Ed Wynn, or that his name is Ed Wynn?
I learned that he's Ed Wynn. You learned that's how you sound.
It's one of those names like Stan Lee, where it's a first name and a last name, but it sounds like one name.
Yeah, that's both his names, but he sounds like Cher.
This caught my eye with the C also.
Yep.
They have cyberpunk.
Cyberpunk. This is like the steampunk of the 80s.
Yeah.
Like in the future, like people who dress like what they think the future... They don't even dress like what they think the future is going to be like. They dress like they're from the future.
They focus on a high-tech low-life. It's kind of poetic.
Basically, it means they have a bunch of circuit boards on their arm when they walk around, and everyone's like, ooh, futury.
They wear those like 3D glasses. It doesn't say about when this was popular, which means it probably wasn't. It says that it came out in books in 84 and 88, so it is sort of that back to the future
cyberpunk.
Two sort of time. Yeah, things tend to go more steampunk these days.
Yeah, people are sick of cyber. Like I said, it's cylindrical. This isn't linear. There's always going to be punks. What kind of punks depends on the linear station.
Cyberpunk 2020,
something from the 80s. That's what
is it, a game?
It looks like a game. It kind of looks like Time Crisis, doesn't it? Or did it come out on Atari?
It's a role-playing game.
Or maybe it's not a video game.
An RPG.
It's like Wolfenstein.
So that's what they think it's going to be like in 2020.
There's going to be plenty of those 80s jackets. Yeah, Blade Runner. That seems to be the cyberpunk. If you're thinking of cyberpunk, Blade Runner.
An alternative future. Butterfly effect.
Now, here we go. The concept...
what are we on? Time travel.
We're on time travel. Because the butterfly effect is all about how the future works. The concept that if a butterfly flaps its wings in Japan or something, it can set off a chain reaction that can set off a monsoon.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah, they never mentioned that it probably won't. But the idea is anything you do can screw everything up. If you've ever watched a time travel movie, anything you do will screw everything up. And, like, you know, like they go back in time and accidentally step on a rock or something.
What about the grandfather paradox where you can't kill your own grandfather? Like, can you go back in time and kill Grandfather Garth?
Well, apparently you can't. Although, how could you... Yeah, because if you kill him, how could you exist to kill him? But maybe some other guy would have just fucked my grandmother.
True, but that wouldn't have made you.
That's true. Well, it could have.
You couldn't have gone back in time to kill your grandfather, therefore he's alive. But then... So you go back and kill him.
Well, maybe it's like, I shoot my grandfather and then I'm Mexican. Is that how it works?
You have a little mustache.
Yeah, suddenly, you know, I'm called Paco.
El Garfo.
El Garfo. Ooh, maybe I should kill my grandfather.
El Garfo Le Remington.
I should be clear, you have to go back in time before you were born to do this. Don't just go over to your grandfather's house and shoot him.
And it has to be before he had your father.
I don't like that they do the grandfather thing, because couldn't they just say, if you went back in time and killed yourself, then you couldn't go back in time and kill yourself?
Yeah, but who wants to do that?
Well, I don't know. Suicidal people who like paradoxes?
Possibly.
A paradoxical suicide? It's logic like that, they say, that unravels the concept of time. And you, if you went back in time and did something that changed time irreparably, like that, with a logic flaw, you could unravel time and existence as you know it. And if I'm going to kill myself, you're all going down with me. I'll do what I gotta do.
That's also the thing, that if you went back in time and saw yourself, would that do the collapse of the universe thing? Because you wouldn't remember seeing yourself.
And also because you'd be the same matter touching yourself, or, like, you know, coming in contact with each other. It can cause all kinds of...
If you went back in time and saw yourself and went, hey Garth, do you remember telling yourself that?
Because you would be changing the past as you do it. I like to think, because this is the big thing, what I've taken note of all throughout technology, and when they talk about, like, going at certain speeds and doing different things, people have, like, you gotta be very careful. You never know. This could fall apart. Everything's very... And then once you get into things and we get, like, you know, more knowledgeable about, like, how things work, we realize it's no big deal. Like, I reckon in the future there will be time travel, but it won't be a big deal. Like, oh yeah, you can shoot your grandfather. Nah, it doesn't change anything to you. Shouldn't it change something? Oh, it should, but it doesn't. It just
time's
doesn't.
Cool like that.
Yeah, time's your friend, man. It doesn't screw things up.
It turns out he's pretty easy going.
Yeah, you think it's like this delicate house of cards. It's actually like a fun house of mirrors that never ends.
He's not like your stickler friend. He's more like the, yeah, man, it's cool, I got this.
I got this friend.
You know, we killed Einstein. Someone else figured it out.
Someone else at the exact same time.
It turns out he wasn't the only one working on that.
Or we killed Einstein, but it turns out because we already knew everything, he taught us everything before we went and killed him. Didn't need him anymore. Because that's not important.
Because that's the thing, you go back and kill Abraham Lincoln, it's not like America still has slaves.
Exactly.
Like, they would have got rid eventually. Of it some other time.
If it wasn't for him, some other guy who was president would have done it.
Okay, they have down here, changing the past. The idea of changing the past is logically contradictory and results in a grandfather paradox, which we just went through before.
There's been a lot of things where they say, like, time is like a river where it will, you know, that's their favorite one, because they go, yeah, you can change a river's path, but it will eventually correct over time. I don't like that, because it suggests that everything is as it will always be kind of thing. You can change it for a little while, when really the future is just the time that's about to happen.
But can't I change the future now?
Well, you are.
Well, unless that was the future that was going to happen. How do I know if I've changed it successfully? Like, how do I know the difference between the future that was always going to happen and the future that I've changed?
It's both, isn't it? You're always changing the future, but that won't make a difference, is what they're saying. You don't actually matter, although you're always doing stuff. So, you know, get up, don't get out of bed. You know, whether you have cereal or sausages for breakfast, it really doesn't matter. You're really insignificant.
Can you change the past?
Well, you wouldn't think so. Well, you could in the past, but that was the present.
But what if you're, like, really insistent?
Oh, well, if you tried really hard, I'm sure you could. Yeah, there are celebrities that we all hated, and then they did something, and now we like them. That changed the past. Like, Princess Diana. She was picked on for years. Then she did something cataclysmic and changed the past. When she died, by giving her own life, the past changed from this controversial figure into this Princess of Hearts, I believe they called her. So if you're going to change the past, you need to be in France in a Mercedes.
I reckon Michael Jackson had the best, like...
Oh, he changed...
Like, it was just kind of like, he's a legend. Wasn't he a pedophile a few minutes ago? No. Legend.
That's how we're remembering
legend.
It. Yeah, he changed the past a couple of times. First, he was a sensation as a musician. Then he was white all the time. And then he was an icon. And then he was a shame train. And then he was a martyr.
Yeah, because you see that they don't really actually care about us. It's just him and a bunch of black guys. And it's kind of like, but you're white. I thought it was just a thing that by the end, no race had really claimed him.
Everyone sort of went, you know what? We're good.
Because like white people were like, no, 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 he's not white, he's black. And black people were like, look at him, he's white. He goes.
Look, we got the good years. Now that he's weird and white, coincidental, I think not. He's all yours.
They're like, black people aren't pedophiles.
No, we don't do that.
That's a white thing.
That's a really white thing. You creepy fucks.
But I think when he died, then everyone was just like, no, 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 he's ours.
It's just, okay, he's ours again. Hey, he wrote Thriller.
That was a good song. He did write some good songs.
Yeah, he was involved in a lot of good music, a lot of good dancing. And then he allegedly touched some children. And is it still alleged? Did he?
I don't know. Yeah, I didn't really look into that.
I wasn't really a fan of him to begin with, so it didn't really affect me enough to really, I don't know, care.
That seems like a really sad afternoon digging into Michael Jackson's sex allegations. God, I hope it's not a Wikipedia page.
Oh, God, that's, yeah, we don't need to know that.
Well, we seem to have had a good look at the future Wikipedia page. What do they have in there? Nothing interesting. Human history, prehistory.
Why have they got the history if it's a future page? And is that a drop-down menu for future? Oh, no.
It just tells you where else you can sort of go.
I'm pretty sure it's going to get a lot worse before it gets any better. Because you could say that at any time in history and it's correct.
No, I think it's the other way around. I think things get better, not worse.
Well, they'll eventually get better, but not for me. I think
you just get older.
You get old enough to realize it was too late to do anything. That's wisdom.
All right, so what did you think of the Wikipedia page for future?
Well, no flying cars. That's a minus.
No, the future does look kind of bleak. I mean, it's not optimistic that it starts off with the ghost of Christmas future, who he kind of bums me out, to be honest.
In the future, I don't think there's going to be ghosts. And technically, he's the ghost of the future. He's not in the future. He's in the present, being the future.
Like I said, he should be a robot.
Absolutely. Yeah, he should live on the moon, be a robot, maybe...
Be more fun.
Yeah, be more fun and multilingual. Here's a good question, because English has kind of taken over the world as the world language, being that it's kind of what the simplest people in the world speaks. Everyone else just came down to our level.
I think it's just people who speak English's utter refusal to learn any other language.
Yeah, everyone else seems to be pretty cool. Oh yeah, we need to know another language. Whereas if you speak English, aka all access pass.
We keep trying to teach him, but he keeps speaking in his language and he's just getting louder.
More infantic. He's just getting angry at us. Maybe we should learn what he's saying. Every time someone tries to teach someone who speaks English another language, they walk away knowing English. If you speak English, you're not learning anything else.
You're just teaching other people.
You can learn French. Oh, croissant. Oh, yeah, croissant. Yeah, I know what that is. That's an English word.
I love that, like, you can go to an Asian country, teach English over there, and you don't have to know their language at all to teach them English. But if somebody came over here and tried to teach me any language and didn't speak English, I'd be fucked.
Yeah, I'd learn no language.
I'm like, how are you able to teach me without knowing English?
That's a whole thing. If you want to teach English in China or Korea, you can sign up. You don't need to know anything or do anything. Just be able to speak English. You just rock up and then the kids sit there and you say the words and they're like, cool. And what I'm getting at is there something inherently wrong with us? Or is it them who has the problem?
I wish I'd learned a second language because I've always thought translator is the easiest job in the world. You don't even have to think of anything to say. You just say what that person said.
Exactly. You just got to repeat. It would be the most fun job for reiterating. If someone's like rude, you could say, he's being rude to you, and you heard the tone. Or you could really go nuts. Well, basically, he just said you're a tool. I don't agree with that statement. Yeah, he thinks you're a dick. Well, tell him I disagree with how he's proceeding. He said he's going to kick you in the balls. That could be a whole day of fun for me.
Why is he being so aggressive? He says your mum.
Your mama. He said, yeah, I thought so. You didn't have the balls to step up. Now he's just talking about how you've got a vagina.
So what did you think on the future Wikipedia page?
It encapsulated everything the future captures. It had a little bit of the science fiction.
I like the little halo thing.
The halo world. For everyone else, that's the ring orbiter thing that people reckon when we colonize space.
They know what it is. It's Halo. It's like one of the most popular video games ever. You see what you're running around on that? Look, if we could live on that. That was invented before the game.
So if you want to know about space travel, play Halo.
That's the future. In the future, we can all carry two guns and two guns only.
That's right. And you run faster with a knife. That's
I don't think
true.
That's Halo.
Isn't that all video games?
That's I don't think there was any knife in Halo. You can get a sword.
Well, that's a general video game rule, which I think extends to life, because you can run faster with a knife than a gun.
Yeah, the physics cone I don't like. That sucks.
Like a lot of this, I don't fully understand it.
This does sound very, like, complex. There is we saw the picture. Oh, no, I like that picture, too, of all the animal flying machines.
Who's
That's what
say?
The future looked like in 1902.
I mean, and who's to say that in the future, maybe we'll get past our archaic designs and realize that sea life is, without a doubt, the most aerodynamic.
How tiny is that restaurant?
That is a little restaurant on the bottom of the... Oh, I see. There's bridges and stuff in the background.
So they're not in the ocean.
This is the sky, which they're I thought flying. So, because no no one's got snorkels.
Yeah, I want the crocodile one, yep. And we'll meet at that restaurant.
Yep, sounds good to me, man.
That looks like a little thing where you get into them. Like, oh, wait, are they taxis?
It's like, because
he's like a little driver with a hat, he's wearing the same hat. Or is that just a driving hat?
I think in those days you had a driving hat. See, I like that he's wearing goggles in the background there. See that? In the future, they're going to have flying cars, but no windscreens.
Why did they need goggles if their cars were only going like 20 kilometers an hour?
Oh, because in the future, they'll go 25.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
With those little fins. No one could imagine.
They kind of used to go the same speeds merry-go-rounds go these days.
Without walking speed, I do like how they've divided this up. We start off with how science defines it. We go into art and culture, the psychology of it. Everyone's got their different takes. Scientists sort of go, this is what's going to happen because we can look at planetary direction. Physics sort of says this is time will continue on because that's a thing that it does, like gravity. Psychology is, well, it's a good thing whether you think it's good or if you think it's bad. It's really up to you. Religion, oh, you know, we're all doomed.
Religion's always bleak.
Unless you're going to be reincarnated, in which case you're probably doomed right now, but later on it'll be okay. And then you got the art and culture, which is basically you've got your science fiction writers, and then you've got people who do drawings of future stuff, which when you're 10, you draw pictures of future stuff, like, you know, a spaceship with some guns on it, most likely.
Everything has guns in the future when you're 10.
10-year-old me could have predicted that there was going to be guns all over everything.
And I think you now basically would put guns on everything.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the last time I drew anything that didn't have a gun.
A big gun that could kill everything.
That's right. Show them all. Well, that popped out. So yeah, what did you think of the future?
I think that I would give this out of 83. I would probably give it a 62.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's all right.
Because it's out of 83, was it?
Out of 83.
Out of 83, that's a pretty good score.
That's not too bad.
That's not too bad. We can't complain about that.
I like all the little artwork that comes along with this. Because I do like thinking of the future.
I was hoping for more spandex and people wearing unnecessary glasses, things that float.
In the future, in sci-fi, we're always wearing one thing.
In the future, everyone's going to have the same outfit.
I hope it's not a onesie. I hate onesies.
I know. Look at how they're dressed on Star Trek. You're telling me they can just go to pee really quickly and then get on with their day. They have to take the whole thing off.
No, they have the little teleporter things that teleport their urine and feces out.
There we go. It's Star Trek technology.
All right, so what was your rating?
I'm going to have to say it's a diviner rod out of a possible spark plug, which, yeah, that's it's above average, but not the best.
You've seen better.
I'm okay with it, but that's about it. I want some outrageous claims. That would have been much more entertaining. If we looked at the future and it just said, in the future, insects are going to rule. They're going to be twice our size and they'll rule us because walruses will be there, like their enforcers. And guess what? Giraffes will be in the sky from then on. I'd be like, you know what? This is the Wikipedia page for me. But so far they just talked about what is time, how to handle the concept of time, something about religion and how what you believe means something, or who cares? So I'm going to say, yeah, diviner rod out of a spark plug. And good for them.
Diviner rod. Isn't that something you use to find water?
That is right.
Wouldn't that be on the pseudoscience?
I think it would be, which is a very convenient connection there, yeah.
I will be coming back to that one. I lit up when I saw that. I'm like, ooh, I can't believe that didn't occur to me.
This might be the intro of that.
It'll just be like, tune in next week for part two.
Part two.
And we go into pseudoscience. Nah, we'll do it eventually. I think we got a few more.
We got a few things to get to. Then. But yeah, why didn't we start there?
But we'll keep you guessing where that's going to come up. But yeah. Rest assured, we will be doing that episode.
It will be in the future.
It's not like that bullshit promise where we promise to do Grey's Anatomy. It's like, this is a real promise.
Wait, we're not doing Grey's Anatomy?
No, that's never happening.
All right, we're going to have a serious talk about this and my participation in this wiki review. Because if you ever do Grey's Anatomy, I am out.
Do you remember the promise that we made with Grey's Anatomy?
We're going to each one of them, every episode.
Yeah, every 200,000 episodes, we'll do one episode of Grey's Anatomy.
You know what? And even saying it just now still seems like too much.
I know, it seems too soon. We're getting up to 200,000.
We got to be, halfway there by now, right?
I think that. I don't keep an account.
I don't keep a count. Oh, yeah, but I don't have a calculator on me.
Anyway, I want to enjoy the future technology of air conditioner, because we got to have the air conditioner off while we record this so it doesn't screw up the sound.
Yeah, and so. It's summer in Brisbane. It's not that we're not happy talking to you people. It's that we're not happy talking to you without air conditioning.
All right, so we might call it quits there. I've been Ben Graw.
I've been Garth Remington.
And we will catch you next time.
Email us at wikireviewpodcast@gmail.com. Theme is I Live for the Bass Drum, provided by our buddy DJ Searle. All other music by Matt Graw.
Nee, 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 nee.